Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And don't forget to join Dale over on his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. It's a comic site, first and foremost, but you'll also get some opinion pieces from Dale himself. So please head on over there and enjoy anarchyinyourhead.com. We're starting out with a story we actually started last hour, but to bring you up to speed, you are just tuning in. It's from the Sun Sentinel, sun-sentinel.com, and it's about a sting operation. Not against drug dealers, not against a murderer or something like that, but against unlicensed contractors.
That's almost as bad as a child molester.
Apparently almost. So. The Miami man was one of 15 people arrested on Tuesday and Wednesday during an unlicensed contractor sting. He had just done a deal inside what he presumed was the person's home that he was at. Apparently it was all just a setup. The man that was purporting to be the father of the woman, they probably aren't even really related. They were just setting him up, and they came to a conclusion about what they wanted him to do as far as contracting work. And as soon as they named a price, just like with a, you know, just like with a prostitute, as soon as the price was named, men in black carrying weapons burst out of a door shouting, "Bob Sheriff's Office!" And they arrested this guy. And as they did another 14 people. Now, the home-buying father and daughter were actually undercover BSO deputies. The contractors, who were identified through their classified advertisements and flyers, were contacted by the professional regulation staff, pretending to be the new property owners, asking for bids on the work at the Cooper City House. Similar operations are being conducted statewide this week in Florida, including in Palm Beach and Miami-Dade counties, as part of the state agency's quarterly crackdowns on unlicensed workers in the 19 professions it regulates. We try to stick to people doing work that could easily cause safety issues. If you improperly install exterior doors, they could blow in during a hurricane, said.
Sure.
I'm so worried.
You could come up with this on anything. You could, I mean, somebody installing a faucet could be called a safety. Well, you know, kill children or turn in these faucets.
Yep.
They could say anything.
According to him, he is the Detective Bill Yu, the BSO's Economic Crimes Unit. Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach County residents filed 603 complaints with the state about unlicensed construction professionals.
Economics Crimes Unit. But they let these. They give these bankers that you know, blew up the economy billions of dollars, but they're going to go after this guy that's going to fix somebody's sink.
Apparently, residents filed 603 complaints with the state about unlicensed construction professionals last year. I wonder how many of those 603 complaints came from the licensed professionals.
Just, I don't know.
Just curious.
Well, but, you know, the thing is how many complaints were filed against licensed professionals, mm-hmm. too. So, yeah, sure, unlicensed professionals probably do some shoddy work. So do licensed professionals. All you have to have done is dealt with some licensed professionals, and you will know that it happens. You've got to do your due diligence one way or the other.
There were 141 complaints about unlicensed electrical professionals. Regulators expect more. South Florida's slumping economy leaves more construction workers unemployed and looking for odd jobs, and more homeowners looking for cut-rate work. So they are aware that their business will be booming. I mean, that is the business of arresting unlicensed contractors. They know that people are looking to cut their costs. They know that these guys are looking for extra work.
Let's crack down on those desperate unemployed people.
That's right. Let's protect the existing status quo. Let's protect those people that have paid us their licensing fees, because that's what it really is.
It's a protection fee. Yeah,
yes.
It's so they can. It's to keep. It's just like when you pay the mafia protection money. You know, if you don't pay it, then
there is nothing that is unlike there's nothing about this that is unlike a protection racket. Except it's all right out in the open. They're not whispering things to you. You know, they're not visiting your storefront and making threats to you silently. They're just laying it right out there in the open. Hey, if you do unlicensed work, we will put you in a cage.
Well, that's the beauty of being the biggest
state
gang,
yeah,
in town, is that you don't have to worry about some competing gang coming in and giving you any trouble about when you extort your the people in your particular geographic area. And that's what they do with the smaller gangs, is they shut them down because, well, they're competing.
Now, the detective in this case, who also happens to be a certified electrical contractor, played the father and was wired to record his conversations with the contractors. They love this crap, don't they? The cops, you know, they get to lie, you know, because that's what this is all about. All of this is based on lies. The fact that they are able to catch these people is based on dishonesty. And we're supposed to think that there's something good about what they're doing. What they're doing is hurting people, and they're hurting the economy because they're preventing people from hooking up, meeting up with people that are homeowners, from meeting up with people that are willing to do the work on a voluntary basis. It should just be something that's between two individuals, but no, they have to get involved, and then they have to force all of us to punish these people by putting them in jail cells and things like that. Now, they did apparently get permission to use the vacant house in a subdivision, rigged the main room with hidden video cameras, monitored by deputies secluded in a bathroom. The unlicensed Miami contractor and the others arrested were charged and told to stop doing work until they obtained their licenses. Professional regulation staff gave them information on how to apply.
Police, fabulous.
Police would not name the contractors. BSO and state officials said the operations have a double purpose.
So they didn't name the contractors. First off, these people are too dangerous to be working in the private sector, you know, dealing with people. But they won't name them. What kind of – this doesn't even make any sense. I mean, if they're there – if the reason that they're doing this is to preserve and protect the public, shouldn't they be naming these people? Now, I don't believe it does it for a second, but it just doesn't make any sense. These people are absolutely insane.
We know who they're protecting. To show out. They say that there's a double purpose to the sting operations, to show construction professionals they need to do work legally or face the consequences. And to warn homeowners about the dangers of using unlicensed tradespeople. The pitfalls are many, say officials. Unlicensed workers can be poorly trained.
So can licensed workers.
And are usually uninsured, so consumers could be liable if they're injured on their property.
Right. Well, that much is true. It's absolutely true. You were looking at getting some work done around your house recently, mm-hmm. and you and I were talking about it, because I felt that it needed to be done, too. And in this particular instance, although I knew some people that could probably do the work that we were talking about, they weren't going to be licensed, and I told you if I was doing this particular type of work, I would want somebody who is licensed, and you went ahead and basically not licensed, but insured, I should say, somebody who's insured, because, well, if something bad happens, and it could in this case, you know, you'd be covered, and that's what you did.
These contractors often have nothing more than a cell phone, so they'll be hard to track down if their work is unsatisfactory. And some of them are criminals who shouldn't even be allowed inside the front door, said the sergeant.
You know, if you're dealing with somebody who's not licensed, you can kind of make arrangements on payment. You know, probably you have a little more leverage on payment arrangements, mm-hmm. because, you know, it won't necessarily be half now and half when we're finished or whatever. And so they run off with half your money. You can be like, well, you know, what I'd like to do is pay you as the work gets done, you know, daily or something like that. You can do that.
You should do that, in fact. I made the mistake of giving like half up front and then based on half when they're done. And on a lot of jobs, on a relatively big, like several things, and just a tip, you know, don't do that. They will pressure you so much to do that, and then they will take forever to get the work done. Yeah. They might, you know. So
live and learn, right?
A little bit at a time, and not half now, half later. That's, you know, unless it's a small job.
Contractors arrested in the Broward sting had a police record, including an aggravated battery charge. Deputies discovered illegal prescription painkillers on another. See, these are bad men. Of course, that was only illegal prescription painkillers, which doesn't mean anything about him being a bad guy. It's just that he's got some painkillers. A lot of people do that. And
pain, perhaps.
A battery charge, aggravated battery. What is the difference between aggravated battery and regular battery?
With a weapon.
I see. And who knows how long ago that was, right? I mean, the aggravated battery charge could have been a decade ago. And so they're trying their best to really demonize these men and make them.
Oh, yeah, they're doing their very, very best, and it's absolutely ludicrous because, you know, I mean, what were the circumstances of this aggravated battery? Nobody knows.
Oh, okay, you'll love this final quote from the detective.
Well, and if they're licensed, then you know they don't have anything like that in their past.
Yeah, of course, they couldn't have it.
Right.
They couldn't be licensed and have an aggravated battery charge.
You don't let someone who's unlicensed drive your car, and your home is worth much more than your car. That's the last point they have to share with you. 800 persuasive, huh? 800.
They're wrong. I do let unlicensed people drive my car.
Yeah, I have too.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Latest on military recruiting coming up. Your calls as well about anything. Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Of the airwaves, if you dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system With over 500,000 posts, there's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com.
We'd like to thank all the people who have ordered gold and silver and at gold.freetalklive.com. It has been quite a surge recently.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. It's looking like people are concerned about the economy even more so.
I need to get around to it myself, actually.
It's something you don't want to put off. Gold's been spiking. You don't know what's going to do. And
it's tricky, though, because you always are wondering, well, is it going to go down tomorrow? Should I get it now or get it later? And I mean, odds are good. It's probably not. I'm probably going to buy some silver next time I make a purchase. You can do that as well at gold.freetalklive.com.
I'm a little bit more of a fan of silver these days, but it spiked just recently, and it hasn't gone down since then.
I've heard good things actually about silver right now, especially in the market right now. And I think there's an expectation, depending on who you talk to, that gold might deflate some before it goes up.
Yep, different people have different ideas.
Gold's more easily manipulated, as I understand it, by the gold market. People trying to monopolize the gold market.
Plus,
at the moment.
So. Silver's being used in all kind of industrial applications, and it's my understanding, and this is just hearsay, people. I'm not gonna, don't take my word for it. It's my understanding there's less silver in the world right now than there is gold.
Really?
So it doesn't make much sense that silver is worth less than gold is, but whatever. We'll see what happens.
Maybe it's just used in. I don't know. I don't know what that would, I don't know how to explain that, I guess.
I don't either, sure. But we
people
do have...
Maybe it's people just like gold more.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
We have gold and silver, and I recommend that you go over there and, get... when you get coins, get 20 coins.
At least.
Yeah. It's better for shipping. Lakota Nation silver rounds for $22.30 and Walking Liberty halves at $8.69. There was a spike in gold recently, but our prices haven't gone up. In silver, there was a spike in, and the rates haven't gone up. So go take advantage of them before Midas changes their mind. It's at gold.freetalklive.com.
And it's a win-win for everybody because, number one, when you buy through gold.freetalklive.com, you're supporting Free Talk Live because we're getting a percentage of the sale for sending them the business. Number two, you're getting gold and silver, which is very valuable to have on hand in the case of inflation because it protects your value. It protects the money that you have against inflation. Number three, it's beneficial because you're helping Midas Resources, which is the same company that syndicates this radio program. So you're helping make sure they get their bills paid so we can continue doing Free Talk Live on into the future. So really, it's a great way to get your gold and silver at gold.freetalklive.com. So I'm going to go to the email box here. And then, Mark, you've got a story you want to tell us about military recruiting. It's been a while since we've talked about that topic. And they've always been lowering their standards. And now they have something to say, apparently, about, what the quality of recruits is like these days. First, though, to the email box. And Megan, she says, guys, hello, everyone at Free Talk Live. My name's Megan. I'm an 18-year-old California girl currently experiencing her first tastes of adulthood. College, getting my own place, registering for a political party, she says, yay, libertarianism, and my first real job. I have a couple of questions to ask you. I hear you speak about buying gold and silver to back your funds. I think that's what you said. I'm worried about getting through these hard economic times, and I was wondering if you could explain the whole gold and silver thing to me. She has another question as well, but let's start there. So somebody who's totally noob to the ideas of gold and silver, how do you explain it to them?
Well, I don't know whether we should talk about why the why the currency as it is today shouldn't be backed by nothing when it used to be backed by gold. Let's quickly address that. Currently, our currency is backed by nothing. It's backed by it's debt created by the Federal Reserve. When the United States government wants some money, they go ahead and create some debt instruments called
Reserve notes.
Yeah, well, they create debt instruments called Treasury notes, and there's different kinds: Treasury bills, Treasury bonds.
They're really backed by violence.
Well,
that's a disturbing thing.
Well, that's what legal tender is.
That's not true. It's just not true.
What?
It's no. The legal tender.
You're required by the government to accept that for all debts.
But who's not taking it, Dale? See, it's not really backed by violence.
Well, if you decide not to take it, the violence will come out.
It's like any other thing where if you disobey the law, they don't think the law is violent, but if you disobey it, then the violence comes out.
It's backed by violence, but in a very circuitous, more circuitous fashion than what you guys are talking about. Nobody out there is saying, I don't want one of them Federal Reserve notes because I want them. If you don't want them, send them to me. I will take them.
Mm-hmm,
and sure. Would you like some?
I'll take them. You're okay, right. I mean, that's the thing. People will take them at this point.
But so the federal government creates these treasury bonds, bills, these treasury notes. They then get some money from the Federal Reserve in the form of Federal Reserve notes. That's what these green bills are. And they promise to pay them back. How does the federal government pay something back?
It steals money.
Steals money from the average individual.
Taxes.
The taxpayers. They're forced to pay. So if they don't pay, they'll be put in jail. If they don't want to get put in jail, they're liable to be tased or shot or whatever it is that they're going to do in order to get them to comply.
Mm-hmm.
That's the violence that that they're really backed by.
I would agree with that.
Because people want Federal Reserve notes. And they know that the federal government will pay because, we're all slaves of the federal government in sort of this new slavery kind of way.
And the reason people want them is because you're right, they're a monopoly, and the reason they're a monopoly is because of the being backed by violence.
Sure, they went and they shut down.
If there were alternative currencies being allowed, and if they weren't shutting down things like the Liberty Dollar with horrible threats and more than threats, I mean, they carried them out.
A police raid.
If they weren't and stealing all of the gold and silver that they had, and if they weren't doing things like that, then you probably wouldn't want those very bad. They would devalue very quickly because they suck.
Okay, so...
So they're backed by violence.
We're pretty clear that at one point the dollar was backed by precious metals, and now
when you
it's
say
not.
Backed, that means that you could take dollars, and in fact, if you work at a cash register, if you work as a cashier professionally, you may come across one of these eventually.
If you worked there for half a decade, might.
That's how I got mine.
That was 1980 something or 1990 something. I mean, it's been another decade at least since then, and people are seeing silver certificates. It could happen, but it's
just
rare.
Saying, I came across a silver certificate when I was working at register. And so you can still find these. I'm sure you can go and Google what it looks like.
Yes.
Or rather, I guess, does Startpage have an images search yet?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but I would think that if you just put in silver certificate, you would see an image of Startpage.com.
All right. So you can go to Startpage.com and look up silver certificate, and you can find out what the U.S. dollar used to look like back before, I think it was 1934, when they started to pull away the gold and silver backing from the money. In fact, it didn't say Federal Reserve note at the top. You go ahead and get your dollar out right now. Right now it says Federal Reserve note. It used to say silver certificate. And the idea was that you could take those silver certificates into, I don't know, the Federal Reserve Bank or something like that. I'm not sure exactly where you'd take them. I imagine that would be where you'd go. And you were supposed to be able to turn them in and get silver in return for them. Now, of course, if you still have a silver certificate today, they won't be honoring that particular agreement if you try to go and turn that in. But nonetheless, that's kind of the evidence. It's all really the evidence that you need to prove to people, hey, look, people, this used to have silver behind it. You used to be able to trade these back into the issuer for silver. And you can still trade it for silver today. If you go to gold.freetalklive.com, you can order your own silver through Midas Resources.
But it's not a fixed thing. It's constantly fluctuating based on the value of the dollar and the silver.
Right, and so pulling the value backing away from the dollar allowed it to really start to fall in value. We can come back and explain more. It's Free Talk Live.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99.
The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. That's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial toll free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show that they are indeed listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See that for yourself and get involved if you are a lady listener. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
And check out the Lowcountry Liberty Report. This Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-liberty issues from around the country. Liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folks. He does not pretend to be unbiased in reporting and tries to add a little humor to every report. Find his videos at lclreport.com or join the LCL group on Facebook or Twitter. It's lclreport.com.
Yeah, we got an email from Megan. She is a self-described 18-year-old California girl, experiencing her first taste of adulthood. She's moving out of her parents' house. She's going to college, which technically going to college isn't really adulthood. But nonetheless, you are moving in that direction. And she is wondering about this whole gold and silver thing. Backing the currency. She's heard us mention it. She's never really heard us get into detail on it. So we're kind of, I guess, giving an introductory course, as we understand it, to the idea of value-backed currency. And indeed, we started out by talking about the U.S. dollar and how it used to be backed by silver. you can go and look online, go to startpage.com and look for silver certificate, U.S. silver certificate, and you'll find them. It used to say silver certificate right there at the top. And then in the 30s, they stopped that. And then it was in the 70s that they completely pulled the gold standard, didn't they? Isn't that the case?
It was, I think it was 1970 when the all precious metals backings of the monetary units disappeared.
But it was in the 30s in which they actually started confiscating gold and silver. Did they not? Or was it
just
gold confiscation?
I think it was 33, and I don't know. I don't think it was silver, just gold.
Just gold. So they actually stole people's gold from them. And what ended up happening was, essentially, once they removed the backing, once they removed the ability to turn the what we know now as Federal Reserve notes, or at that time silver certificates, to turn them in exchange for silver from the issuer,
right.
Then at that point they could make it so they could print out as many of those as they wanted to, because otherwise, in order to print one of the silver certificates, they would have had silver in a vault somewhere that existed to essentially have that on storage if in case somebody came to claim it.
Right. And what Megan here, you know, another thing that she sort of needs to know is that gold and silver have historically been very good at holding their value. Back in Roman times, you could get a nice suit of clothes for an ounce of gold. In 1910, you could get a nice suit of clothing for an ounce, for the value of an ounce of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you can get a nice suit of clothing for an ounce of gold. Essentially, loaves of bread, pretty much everything kind of holds its value against gold pretty well. Whereas the Federal Reserve note, it, depending on who you listen to, has lost somewhere between 94 and 97, neither good numbers, of its value
percent
since 1913, and most of that value since 1970 when the last bit of metal-backed currency went away, 90% of it.
So the reason it's losing that value is because they're printing more and more and more. And so if you think about it like this, this is, I think, the easiest way for me to grasp the concept of inflation. When you're in government school, they'll teach you that inflation is a rise in prices, and that's not true. Inflation, rising prices are a symptom of inflation. Inflation is an increase in the money supply.
Sure.
And
you know, I don't like to fight battles over words that it appears to me have already lost their battles, but you are right.
That's a word worth correcting, I think.
I think
then someone could claim the same thing about anarchism, capitalism, you know, any of those other words.
And the thing about money and when it made that transition is it became a tool for transferring money from one group of people or class of people to another. The people in control of the money and the people who are able to, you know, there are people involved who know when these big booms and busts are happening.
Yeah.
And when you know, and Ron Paul talks about this too, the people who get the money first when there's an increase in the money supply, they can buy stuff, and then there's a lag, you know, before that flood of money starts to reach other people and they start to buy things, and then then inflation happens, and then the cost of prices start to go up, and then the people who had the money first benefit from it, and the people who get it later are suffering from the increases in prices.
And the people that tend to get it first are like the government contractors, the military industrial complex, those are the people that get that money first. So when they took the gold and silver backing away from the currency in this country, it essentially became open season for the Federal Reserve to just go ahead and just start printing out as much of the money as they wanted to. Now, they couldn't go too crazy, because if they go too crazy, then, you know, inflation will happen at a hyperinflating
rate. They'll destroy the monetary system, because this is the question you have to ask for yourself, Megan, is would you rather steal, say you work at a cash register, would you rather steal $200 out of the cash register today?
If you were a thief.
I'm giving you an option of two things, Megan, and this is one or the other, that's what two is. So you get to steal $200 today, or you can steal $10 a day for the rest of the time you work there, and chances are very good that you'll work there for decades. And that's essentially the choice that the Federal Reserve gets to make.
Right.
They could, tomorrow, flip on the machines and print so much money that they would get wealthy, but they'd destroy the currency in the process.
And the economy.
And people would blame them, and likely they would hang them from the highest lamppost they could find.
So,
if they could get a hold of them.
Value was taken away, which opened up the Fed to be able to just print up as much as they want. And Dale touched on the point about how essentially that allows a wealth transfer. And the way that works is if you have $100 and there are let's just say there's only $100 in circulation and you've managed to get them all. Now, this is impossible. It's an economic impossibility. But let's just say you've got all the money in circulation, all $100 of it. And then the Federal Reserve just goes ahead and prints out another 100. So they've put another $100 into circulation. Your $100 just became worth half of what it was before. Because what happens with inflation is there's a certain amount of goods and services out there in the marketplace, and there's also a certain amount of dollars. And so the more you inflate, the more dollars there are chasing, if you will, the same amount of goods and services. So inevitably,
it's supply and demand,
right.
Essentially. There's a supply of money suddenly that goes up.
So inevitably, the prices have to
rise. That ripples through the market. It doesn't happen suddenly, but it happens. It happens as that money starts getting into circulation, and that's when it starts raising prices. And I think that a lot of the investments that people make, a lot of what they're doing is essentially just protecting from that. So when you feel like you're making money, a lot of times you're just holding your value.
It's true.
The numbers are going up. You're just holding your value while everything is being devalued effectively.
Right. If you're in a money market account or a savings account or a checking account with interest, you're not even holding your value because what they call the inflation rate is not the inflation rate. They're hiding mm-hmm. those numbers from you with their skewed economic indicators. In fact, you need to be making significantly more to be able to hold value. But that brings us to the second point. Megan, why should you buy gold and silver yourself? And, the people buy gold and silver for different reasons. Some people believe that the big one's coming. The economic collapse where you're going to be eating your cat is coming. And I don't know. I wouldn't propose to know. It's certainly happened in places around the world. It's not common. But, it's a possibility, in which case they want to be able to have a certain amount of gold and silver for barter. I think that if that happens, you should have canned food, not gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what could happen is that, and as I see happening, is there is going to be some kind of economic collapse. That I think the dollar's had it. I think the dollar's within a decade of its demise, and therefore precious metals will be a good thing to do business with. I don't think the entire economy will collapse, but you'll want to do a certain amount of business, and precious metals will help with that. Another thing you want is to hedge against inflation, which is sort of just a step off from what I was just talking about, is if you put money in gold and silver now, then it will be worth more as they print more dollars. And so if you feel like selling it when you need to have some liquid funds, then you'll have more money than when you started with. Other people also believe that gold and silver are spiking and that you'll make some money. So it's essentially an investment. That's a little trickier scenario.
I don't look at it that way, personally. I don't look at it as an investment, but it could be. I mean, certainly I bought some silver years ago at $9 an ounce, and what'd you say, it was 18 or something like that, or 16 yep. right now? So
I mean, ask the people that bought stocks in their IRAs 2 years ago whether they wish they had gold and silver now.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's real. You can hold it. That's valuable. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I Feisty Mold. It's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to Moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or MOLDZYME.com. That's Moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features there are totally free, so enjoy those. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Again, head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program and to get on board. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking about gold and silver, and it was because Megan emailed. She's 18. She's in California, entering the world of adulthood, and she's heard us talking about gold and silver in the past on the show, and we, you know, don't always break down and explain what it's all about for somebody that's brand new to the ideas.
And I made a mistake when I was saying that was 1970 that the gold was that all metal backed currency from the United States stopped in 1970. It was 1971. Sorry.
So I think that we've pretty much been through the basics here about how it is that the dollar in this country used to be backed by gold and silver, meaning you could exchange the dollars at the bank or the Federal Reserve Bank, whatever, for gold and or silver. And now it's not. And that allows them to print out as much of the currency as they want, which results in increasing prices. It's an inflation of the money supply. It transfers wealth from you to the politically connected. It transfers wealth from you to the government. And it's just inflation is actually the most insidious form of taxation because it's unavoidable as long as you're using Federal Reserve notes. You cannot get away from that form of taxation in that the federal government prints out a whole bunch more new money, and they have that money, and that takes away value from the money that you have. And that's one of the big reasons in my book to buy gold and silver is to protect the value that you've earned. Because if you're just having your money sit in a bank account somewhere, as Dale pointed out, you're still behind the ball most likely, because inflation could be as much as 10% or more, and you're maybe making 2% or 1% on your bank account. And so even people with the best investments out there are really just still kind of treading water as far as keeping up with the rate of inflation. And of course, as we've seen, they've dramatically increased the money supply again, and we were talking out about that at the beginning of the show tonight, is how that what some of the reasons are that we haven't seen hyperinflation yet here in this country, and there are a few of those, and if you missed that, you can go and grab the archive tonight at freetalklive.com. But the reason that I purchased gold and silver is twofold. I like the idea of having something in the event that I need to use it for some sort of emergency purposes. I do like that idea. But I also like the idea of protecting the value that I've earned. And I know that if my money's just sitting in a bank account, sure, it's easy to access. Sure, it's easy to use that money to buy things and stuff like that. It's much more difficult to buy most products and services with gold and silver. So for the most part, my gold and silver just sits. You know, it sits in a vault somewhere, and that's what it does. It just sits and protects my value. Because when I bought that silver at $9 an ounce, it's now, what, $18 an ounce?
I noticed that some people, you know, in the Free State Project, people local in New Hampshire are starting to use silver more and more and allow people to pay for things with silver. And sometimes you get a little premium. You get a little discount
because
based on
silver?
The current value of silver. There'll be a little, you know, they'll charge a little bit less based on the current value of silver than they would for straight FRNs.
I hope we see more of that. And I know that amongst the liberty activists here, there's a fair amount of trade that in products and services that is done with silver as the, you know, the barter currency or whatever. And I think that's good. In fact, when I sold a gun of mine recently, I accepted silver as a payment option. And indeed, it was purchased for silver. So that was great. You know, the gun was just sitting around. Now the silver's just sitting around instead of having cash go into a bank account and lose value day after day. So if I were to take all that silver that I purchased at $9 an ounce and sell it all right now, which I wouldn't do because then it would just turn it back into the funny money, then I would probably get twice the amount of money that I had originally paid for it, you know, at $18 an ounce. But that doesn't mean that I have twice the money. It just means that I protected the value that I originally had. See what I'm, do you see what, is that making sense?
Right. Sure. It could be an increase in value, but it very well may not be, like you said, because it could just be that you protect yourself from the inflation tax.
Right, which is why I don't see it. I don't think of it as an investment. And so that's why once I get enough money to buy up another order of silver, I'll probably just go ahead and do it. Because if you just sit and wait and you roll the dice as to whether or not it's going to lose value or not, as though you're treating it as an investment. Oh, you know, it's so expensive now. Maybe it'll go lower. Maybe it'll go lower. And you wait and you wait. Well, if you keep waiting, maybe it'll go higher. And then maybe you shouldn't have waited. So if you're like me and you just want to put it away, then I think that once you just have enough money to make a purchase, you should just do it and put it away. And then, you know, keep some money in a bank account because it makes sense to have money to spend on things like power bills and stuff like that. Obviously, you're not going to be able to pay your power bill or the oil bill or something like that in silver and gold. So hopefully we've explained it, Megan, but she also has another question. So we continue here with her email. She says, also, I was wondering if you have any ideas on how someone so young and so poor, thanks to college, could help the freedom movement. You guys inspire me so much, and I download absolutely every episode and listen to them daily. Thanks so much for speaking out and for giving me hope for a more free world. So, ideas on someone very young, 18-ish, how they could help the freedom movement.
I have an idea.
Okay.
She could download some flyers on voluntarism from my website and hand those out at her college.
That's a good idea.
And it's not an advertisement for me. I don't even mention my website on that flyer.
It's not?
No, it's not. I think I mentioned Freekeen and some other sites to get more information. But I don't really think of my site as a place to go and learn about.
Mm-hmm.
My site's really sort of propaganda, good propaganda, and truthful. You know, there's good and bad propaganda. But it's truthful and stuff, and it's sort of, you know, a motivator. But it's not like to learn all the details about different things.
So how do people download that, Dale?
That's a good question. It's on my Peace Outreach on Election Day blog post.
So at
which is a recent post. Yeah.
AnarchyInYourHead.com.
Mm-hmm. I know I've updated them recently, and we handed some out. So
that's a great opportunity, too, because when you're at college, there are plenty of people that are there with you that have no clue what liberty is about. I mean, they just got out of the government high school system, and they've, of course, the government high schools do their best to indoctrinate people with a bunch of silly nonsense ideas, like we were talking about earlier. When I was in government high school, they taught me that inflation was an increase in prices. Not true. So they brainwash you in the government high school, and of course, the brainwashing continues in college. But you have more leeway in college to kind of speak freely. I remember when I was in government high school, I was told specifically by the principal that I don't have a right to free speech when I'm on government high school campus.
He's right.
And he's right. So you do have more of an ability to reach out to people when you're in college. There's usually a commons area of some sort where people pass through on a regular basis. You could set up an outreach table or something like that. Or you could crash a political event and flyer that place, too.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I just gave that as an example of something to hand out. I'm sure there's a lot of other good material that can be handed out. So that's just what came right to the top of my mind.
So. Absolutely. So find something that you like. Find something with a message that you think is persuasive and get it into people's hands.
Well, don't forget that Free Talk Live has flyers right on our site at promote.freetalklive.com. Some people, a flyer might be the best thing for them on voluntarism, if that's the way that you want to go. However, for some people, listening to Free Talk Live might be the best way too. So, you know, getting the show into the ears of more people in whatever fashion you can do that is a good thing. Yeah. And there are other ways to promote the show besides flyering. You can also vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. We've talked about that. I also
burn
think
discs and hand out discs of some good shows and things like that.
Discs are good. I think that the Free State Project is a good organization. If as far as creating liberty in the world, I think that they're good job.
Well, I think you want to bring the Free State Project out when you've got somebody who's a good prospect.
I'm talking about Megan. She could go sign up at freestateproject.org.
That's something she could do to
that's what she asked.
Liberty. Right. I agree with that completely. If you want to see liberty in your lifetime and you're willing to actually do something about it. You're in college, Megan, so there's no better time to get signed up for the Free State Project, because once you're out of college, you're kind of a free agent at that point. You don't have a job necessarily right then, right there. You don't have strings like a house or a family necessarily, or kids tying you down. Hopefully you don't have kids by the time you graduate college. And then you can just pick yourself up and leave California, get the hell out of there, and come up here to New Hampshire and get around other people that are of like mind. Now, one of the other things you want to do is also continue your education. Continue expanding your mind and exposing yourself to more liberty-oriented ideas. And, of course, listening to Free Talk Live can help with that. But also, I recommend going to the Advocates for Self-Government at theadvocates.org, because one of the things they're dedicated to at the Advocates is helping liberty-minded people refine their communications abilities, making it so you're better at expressing the ideas of liberty. Because if you can't express these ideas effectively, you will not be able to bring people on board with them. So one of the things you want to do before you start really hitting the streets hard with flyering and stuff like that is to know your stuff before you do that. I'm not saying you have to spend a whole lot of time on this, but to expand your understanding of liberty before talking to others, I think it's a good idea.
Well, for the Brainiac people, friends, you can recommend, there's all kinds of good liberty books out there, and I know that just thinking about Murray Rothbard's The Mystery of Banking and Case Against the Fed, those are two great books, and, they're
for Rothbard, I don't know, seems like it's a little academic
for
my taste.
I said it's for brainy people.
Okay, gotcha.
Obviously, you're recommending the Advocates. How many liberty books have you read?
Hour 3's coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.